Black and White Publishing presents Lion Rampant, the memoirs of an infantry officer from D-Day to the Rhineland, written by Robert Woolcombe and read by Mark Elstob. Author's note. The British like best to think back on themselves in honourable adversity, but this is a tale of victory. In checking certain details of background, I have made grateful use of the history of the 15th Scottish Division by Lieutenant General H.G. Martin, CB, DSO, OBE, and of the war accounts of the brigade and battalion with which I served, from Normandy to the Baltic, the story of the 44th Lowland Brigade by Ian M. Robertson, and the 6th Border Battalion, the King's Own Scottish Borderers, 1939 to 1945, by J.R.P. Bageli, M.C. I'm grateful also to the late Field Marshal Viscount Montgomery of Alamein and Messrs. Hutchinson and Company Limited for permission to reprint a passage from Normandy to the Baltic, 1947. To Her Majesty's Stationery Office for permission to quote a sentence from the report of the Supreme Commander to the Combined Chiefs of Staff on the operations in Europe of the Allied Expeditionary Force 1944 to 1945, and to the Illustrated London News for permission to quote an extract from their issue of the 17th of March 1945. Prologue. It was New Year's Eve 1943 to 1944. The sergeants were holding a guest night in their mess beyond the roundabout in a Yorkshire village on the Great North Road, and the guests were the officers. It was our last normal station in England. And there was the regimental sergeant major, that New Year's Eve, standing on a table with the Great North Road outside, delivering himself of a genial number with bags a patter. And I remember, shortly before midnight, talking to Colour Sergeant McBain, the oldest soldier in A Company. He had just given me another beer and had one himself, and his face was at its reddest, when slowly it dawned on me that nothing he was saying made the slightest sense whatever. He looked as annoyed as he always did. He might have been making out a ration indent. But in his own way, Colour Sergeant McBain was comfortably, unnervingly intoxicated. There were the rest of them from A Company, big Tam McEwen, my platoon sergeant, among them, with my two fellow platoon commanders. Alastair, a year younger than I, was 8 platoon. For his age, which was 20, he was remarkably advanced where the opposite sex were concerned, and he always amazed me. Danny, a much older man, but the junior subaltern, was 9 platoon. Formerly a territorial colour sergeant, Danny was very dark and had a crackled voice heavily coated with the accent of Hoik. And a little apart was the company sergeant major, with Gavin, our company commander. Our sergeant major had two exteriors, fierce and baffled. Too much paperwork baffled him, and once in a boxing tournament he had slaughtered his opponent, an unfortunate young private, practically by sheer force of rank and presence, with hardly a blow being struck. Gavin and Duncan were his only masters. Gavin, with the somewhat rugged, pleasant features and the lazy wit, a peacetime soldier on his imperturbable way through the war, and Duncan, Gavin's second in command. The sweeping, highly strung, noisy, restless, blonde, big figure of Duncan. For a long time, by wartime reckoning, the A Company officers had been Duncan, myself, and a wholehearted schoolboy we called Victor Sylvestre, who died in a motorcycle smash. Duncan, a captain, had commanded, and one felt he still regarded the company as his by right. And then it was midnight. There was some singing and shouting. "Well, Sergeant Major, well, Woolbags," said Gavin, turning to the Sergeant Major and myself in that deliberate way of his, "we're going to go through a hell of a battle this year together." "Yes, sir, a hell of a battle," agreed the Sergeant Major, brisk and emphatic, rising to the moment. The more unpleasant a thing was likely to be, the more brisk and emphatic he invariably became. And we all shook hands. The Summer. Chapter 1. Parade. The early months of 1944 were merely successive groups of weeks called by recognisable calendar names. Unreality was approaching.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?